All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to my very first show of Friends to the Ends with Boily. That's me. Look, it's very cool finally getting to do this, and I can't think of a better music buddy to kick things off with the one and only Michael Chun, CEO of Play It Strange, ex-Citizen Band, and, of course, Split Enz. Great to have you on the show. Mike, how are you?
Great to be here. Excellent.
Is it?
Is yeah, it, really? It is. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's good. Well, we're going to have a pretty big night. Now, of course, it's Beatles versus Rolling Stones. We've only got an hour, so we need to be very, very careful about how much we talk. Like, not so much, but we're going to play a bit of music, have a bit of banter, and, of course, the Stones will win at the end because it's my show.
So. Shut up.
So, anyway, we're going to kick off with probably one of my, actually, my favourite Rolling Stone song of all time, and this is Give Me Shelter off Let It Bleed. It's a bloody cracker. Alrighty, I mean, that is kind of sums it up. We might as well not play any more songs. I would have thought that's the Rolling Stones have just won, Mike. What do you reckon?
Get off the grass.
No, seriously, though.
No, I mean, seriously, my ass.
Oh, really? You can't say that on
it's
air.
It's Access Radio. We can do what we like.
Yeah, I think you can't say those words until after 9 o'clock.
What about bottom?
You could probably get away with bottom, yes, but that's got nothing to do with the Beatles. Or maybe that's going to be bottom last in the
end
of the show.
Are you going to talk about the song we just heard?
Yeah, I introduced it as Give Me a Shelter, the best Rolling Stones song of all time. Martin Scorsese clearly loved it because he had it in a truckload of their movies. But let's talk about the Beatles because
But I want to go back to this one.
Okay.
I like the way they brought in the high female vocal.
Yes.
But they might have ripped it off the Small Faces who had Pepe Arnold on Tin Soldier.
Oh, Pepe Arnold. I saw her live last year.
Yep. Did you?
Yeah, I did. She was great.
She probably looks a bit different than she did in 1966.
She did. She played a lot with the Rolling Stones, didn't she?
I think all male bands should drop in female backing vocalists or conjoin the vocalists more often.
Well, I think that's a great example, probably one of the classics of all time, if we're talking about that as a combination.
I'm with you. We haven't yet gone to war.
That said, I don't think the Beatles had any woman playing on their songs, do you?
Yes, they did.
Did they really? Who?
Across the Universe. They went outside.
Oh, one song.
To the footpath, yeah, one song, just for that.
Just the one.
They went outside and they brought in two girls off the footpath.
Yeah.
Who sang on Across the Universe.
Great.
Thank you.
So, okay. Now, let's talk about, you're kicking off with a stunning, well-known track called Rain. Tell us a bit more about that one.
Rain is the B-side of Paperback Writer, and I was lucky enough to be born when Beatle Records came out.
So was I. Oh, no,
you were at school when they came out. You're younger than me. Yeah, I was at school, so I was 14.
Yeah.
Went down the road and we bought Paperback Writer, which I always thought was sung by John Lennon, but it was sung by Paul McCartney. Anyway, and Jeffrey, my brother, and I would always flip the discs. We'd come across amazing B-sides. But anyway, so this one, Rain, and it's all about the bass guitar. I don't know if you know, a bass guitar's got four strings.
Yeah, I do know what a bass guitar
is. Paul McCartney started that life as a Beatle guitar player. Stu Sutcliffe died.
Yes.
And they all said, well, you know, George said, I'm not playing bass. And John said, I'm not playing bass. And Paul said, okay, I'll play bass. And he became one of the greatest bass players of all time.
Left-handed bass.
Totally. Yep. With a Hofner.
Well, I mean, it can't be that hard if there's only four strings. You played that guitar, bass guitar, didn't you?
Hey, mate, we'll talk about this next time.
All right, well, why don't we, put on...
Listen to the bass, everybody.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear it. Rain by the Beatles. Alrighty. Rain, the Beatles. And as you were saying, there was a bit of vocals and going backwards.
Yeah, at the ending, the vocals are backwards.
So we talk about...
There'll be somebody listening
you,
going...
You did that really good.
I did that really well. I've heard it a thousand times.
I wonder if people recorded it and then they play it back the other way to actually make some sense.
Yeah, I think it'll say something like, I wonder if the weather will be good today.
Yeah, that's really weird, Ben. But you did it so well. So George Martin, fifth Beatle. I mean, that's the other big thing about the Beatles is their lack of technology, and what they did really blew everyone's minds and obviously influenced thousands and thousands of bands following them.
True.
Not saying that they're the better band, I'm just saying that they, you know, they kind of did.
They've only just begun.
And they were four very nice guys, where the Rolling Stones, a little bit darker, a lot more fun, and a little bit more rockier. But
yeah, they'd gone to acting classes.
What, the Beatles?
No, the Stones.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they put it on.
Oh, did they? Well, I think they did a great job. So I'm going to kick off, just to show that the Stones have got a bit of variety. They're not just a hard rock band. The album Some Girls, I first heard this actually moons ago. My cousin Denise Burrows, she would play it to me a lot, and there was one song that we would take the mick out of and thought was the best song on the whole album. And it's a bit of country and western, both kinds of music, and the song's called Far Away Eyes.
I was driving home early Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music on the college radio station. And the preacher said, you know, you always have the Lord by your side. And I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights in his honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Girl, and I was kind of late, and I thought by the time I got there, she'd be off the nearest truck driver. She with a girl.
I mean, listen to that steel guitar. Doesn't that just send little tingles down the spine?
Yeah, it does.
Not really.
Not me. I'm placating you. Come on. Give me a break.
I'm just showing. Yeah. This is a whole story. It's about, you know, kind of the best parts and why one band's better than the other. And that's just an example that there's good diversity in there. You know, they sang the blues. They can sing country and western. Of course, they created hard rock. So, I mean, perhaps you want to give me an example of what the Beatles have done next then that would grab my fancy.
Okay, well, they were adventurous and they were a beautiful symbiotic, synergistic unit.
The Rolling Stones.
The Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles.
And the one thing they did that was really stupid was they all went off to India to Maharishi Yogi Bear.
Yes,
remember?
Yes.
But I think Lennon saw through it really quickly, and Mia Farrow, who married Frank Sinatra. Did you ever see her in that movie, A Set in Africa, where she unbuttons
nightie?
Anyway, that was an amazing scene. And her sister Prudence,
yes,
was there too.
Oh, right.
But she would never come out of the tent. She might have been on a bad tweep.
She might have been sick.
I think she was sick of being there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so John Lennon wrote a song to her, really, to say, "Dear Prudence, won't you come outside?" But again, we're listening to it because of the bass.
Right. Well,
think about it.
Okay, well, I'm going to hear it. So why don't we hear "Dear Prudence" by the Beatles?
Yeah.
Can I talk? Dear Prudence, off the White Album, but it's not called the White Album, is it? No, it's called The Beatles.
Actually, it doesn't.
But no one calls it The Beatles. We call it The White Album.
I don't think it's got anything on the album cover at all, has it? Like, it's just white.
Yeah, it's got embossed.
Did they run out of money?
It's embossed. It's got The Beatles. But if you think about the passage of time of their album covers, starting with Revolver, black and white line drawings by...
cartoonist.
Their mate, Klaus Voormann. Then you've got the psychedelia of Sgt. Pepper's. Then you've got the nihilistic array. That's meant to be ironic, see? Array.
Yeah, no, I get
there's
that.
Nothing there. And then you've got Abbey Road.
Which is them walking.
They were paid £14 million by the London Council to walk across that pedestrian
crossing.
No, they
weren't.
Because they knew that that would bring tourists from Scandinavia, Germany, Holland, Italy, France, Spain and Australasia for the next 1,000 years.
Dave, have you been there? Did you walk the crossing?
I have a photograph of me walking across the crossing with my wife, Bridget. Thank you very much. I was just thinking bass lines the whole way. Thank you. Good night. Next.
Okay, so let's go back to the Rolling Stones. Going to lift the tempo up just a little bit more. I mean, that was pretty psychedelic. I love the drumming here with Charlie Watts. The song's painted black, so let's kind of lift things up a little with it now.
Oh,
probably not a lot left to say after that one. Paint it black.
Good lyrics.
Great lyrics, great beat. Lyrics. Bit of sitar in there as well.
Yeah.
Quite a combination. Just highlighting the variety again the Rolling Stones are bringing to this competition. And actually, the one thing we've got to remember as well is that which band is still playing today? I mean, that's got to be a pretty good reason why they could still should be number one band in the whole world.
That is absolute nonsense.
Well, how long did the Beatles play for? It's like 10 years.
Seven.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
So
there was a pause.
Well, it's a big tick for me because the band's still playing, right? So Rolling Stones still
We'll talk about it later at the pub.
Okay. Mm. That's
I'm going to hit you.
All right. Throw us your best.
Okay, so in August 1967, you like the drama? My brother Jeffrey, I would have been 14, went up to the shopping centre in Otahuhu and came back with an album called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And my parents had just bought a stereo system, Fisher & Paykel.
Do they make stereos?
It was the most appalling heap of crap you've ever heard in your life.
Was
but it
really
it was stereo.
Okay.
Because everything before that was on the gramophone, which was mono.
Yes.
So we put it on and we sort of split the speakers as wide as we could. And, you know, that album dominated our lives completely for the rest of the year and probably for the rest of our lives. But I was really taken with fixing a hole. Two reasons. One, the bass. You listen carefully, especially towards the end. I'm fixing a hole in the wings, and he goes, ooh, he does a slow slide.
That didn't sound like a bass.
What he's saying is, we're now at the end of the song, and you must think very carefully on your summation of your psychiatric psychology.
Right.
You like that word? I'm out of that.
I think you're talking longer than the track that you're going to play.
Anyway, George Harrison's solo on it, which is, you know, some people would say, a kindergarten kid could write that and play it, but they don't.
No.
It's unbelievable. We're going to hear it right now.
Okay,
fixing a hole with Rain Gets In.
Great.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. See the people standing there who disagree and never win. Wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting the room in a colourful way. And when my mind is wandering, there I will.
Probably one of the most, emphatic titles of all time. Fixing a Hole. Quite riveting.
Where the Rain Gets In.
Just saying. I really was starting to nod off on that one.
Yep.
Mike.
Well, that's your problem.
Why not? It's my problem. I'm just saying. I mean, if there's going to be a proper competition, you need to bring out some of the big guns.
Yeah, but when you say bring out the big guns, we've just slaughtered the entire nation.
All right. Well, what I'm going to make sure is that we all get a little bit of satisfaction now, because this is a track that came out in 1965. Great year, by the way. And it just sounds so fresh. Those first, you know, there are songs with that first strum of the guitar, a couple of chords, and I don't think there's any better. I think it's the number two song of all time by Rolling Stones magazine. In fact, I know it is, because the rest of the Beatles, unfortunately, in the first top five. But, yeah, so I'm killing myself here, aren't I? But Satisfaction, played it, you know, the old school dances, everything like that. I mean, you could not get a better riff if you tried ever
again.
It's a
Keith Richards masterpiece.
Keith Richards. He woke up and just played it. Let's play it now. Seriously, if you couldn't get up off your seat on that one, you do not have a music bone in your body. It's just brilliant. It's still so fresh, still so cool, and it still feels like I'm winning the competition, just saying.
It's a three-note riff, and it's perfect. gung, gung, it's a three-note
I was just leaving that moment. And
Think about it.
No one likes dead air, but I just wanted to hear that you
I
said that
was perfect. I think dead air is good.
Yeah, really?
Because then you get to see what the, you know, what do you call it? They have recordings waiting to come in because there's dead air.
Oh, yeah.
And it might be something like, you know, Bobby Goldsboro. And honey, I miss you.
Yes, no. No, we don't have any of that here, and we won't have any more dead air. We'll just continue with the show. And actually, what we're going to do now is something a little different. Ruben Raj and myself from Radio 13, we're very... In fact, Ruben's helping us out tonight, so thanks for being
thanks
here,
Ruben.
Ruben. So
good
cool.
Man.
Doing a great job. We had Jack Jones, who was one of the lead singers, and is the one of the lead singers, of the show All You Need Is Love, which is coming here on the 28th of July. Playing at the Aotea Centre. And I've actually got an interview. We're going to put that up on Radio 13 very shortly. But Jack also took the time, which I thought was splendid. He came into the radio station here last Friday, and I said to him, would you mind playing us a wee song, one of your wee favourites of the Beatles? And I thought he put it in a really cool way about what the show is. It's not a tribute band, it's a tribute to the band. So here's the song he played, and it's called Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird fly into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
What a gifted bugger, to be honest. I mean, how cool was that? He just turned up, pulled his guitar out of the case, rocked up to our microphone and popped that little puppy out. And I must say, one of my favourite Beatles tracks. So, look, I would genuinely encourage you to, if you love the Beatles, and as Mike does, and I kind of like them a little as well, they are playing the show All You Need Is Love, and it's at the Aotea Centre on the 28th of July. Tickets are on sale now. Go and grab some. It'll be a great night, and it'll be a celebration, an absolute celebration of Beatles music. 33 songs, I think, they jammed through with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra as well. So there's a lot of New Zealand kind of connections in there and other lead singers. So, truck along to that. And Mike, I know you're moaning and saying, well, when am I going to play another song? And we're going to play another Beatles song now. Which track did you have in mind that you wanted to play, given it's...
I've forgotten.
Have you?
Which one?
It's
Penny Lane.
Penny Lane?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I thought you were next.
No, well...
Penny Lane was recorded in December of 66, intended for the next album, which was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But the record company said, no, we need a single now, and so they let it go. So it wasn't on the album. But you know what?
What?
It wouldn't have been right on that album.
It wouldn't have sat well at all.
So the right thing happened. So, because Sgt. Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields Forever were the double A side.
I mean, they must have had almost more singles than album tracks, right? I mean, they brought out singles all the time in between, and when they did that, they genuinely didn't put those songs on an album, did they, in those days?
No, they didn't.
They were selling 45s.
They were so incredibly brilliant and globally powerful that they didn't need to. But so I first heard it. My parents had a little red plastic Iowa radio.
Nice.
Yes. So this would have been January 1967 in Otahu, sitting looking over the hedge. And it came on. We're going to play you Penny Lane.
Let's hear it.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children laughing at him behind his back.
Great stuff. Penny Lane, did you hear that bass, Mike? How's that bass?
If you listen like carefully to that bass, yeah. And this is when I had just bought my bass guitar.
Right.
I was 14 or 15 or something.
Yeah.
He does things that most people don't do.
Are you able to do them?
Special vibratos.
Right.
No, I can't. People say, oh, you must copy him. I say, I can't copy him because he's too good. I do have bass players I copy, but he's not one of them.
We're getting very nearish the end of the show, and that's the trouble. Time just goes so quickly. So
I think we'll go and have a drink.
I think we'll be definitely, if Mum's listening, that means a drink of coffee, Mike. We're going for a coffee afterwards. That aside, we may pop out for a cold one after. In fact, we will. But I'm going to finish off because I'm going to let you have the last song.
Thank you.
And I'll have the last word because it's my show. But I'd like to finish off from a Rolling Stones perspective. 1981, Tattoo You. I was buying albums. I could only afford an album basically once a month. And I would go with my mate Walter King. We'd always make sure we didn't buy the same album, so then we could, don't tell anyone, we used to record on our tape the other song and other albums, swap it over. And that's quite illegal. It was only just backup, really. That's but
copyright infringement.
Yeah. Well, in those days, we didn't have any money. So, and Tattoo You, I think, was probably the last great Rolling Stones album. And, in fact, most of the songs came well before 1981. And, of course, Start Me Up was had a great following and also kicked off Microsoft back in the day. But we're not going to play that song because the best song, my most favourite song, and something that's always really important to me is having good friends. And the video to this one is where you've got Mick just waiting, or Keith waiting for Mick to turn up and singing about mates and friendship. And I think that it's a great song. Brings a wee tear to the eye sometimes and some great memories back with the team and the boys back in Ashburton. So let's put it on, Waiting on a Friend. just sounds like yesterday. A little bit of sax and sex in there. Rolling Stones, Waiting on a Friend, and with good buddies. So we're getting very near the end of the show, and given it is my show, Mike, I'm going to let you finish with the last song of the night. And look, it's been great having you on board. So what's the song you want to finish off with?
I think it's Paperback Writer.
It is Paperback Writer.
And the great thing about Paperback Writer is that for about 30 years, I thought John Lennon sang it, but I was wrong.
Who was it?
Paul McCartney.
Was it?
But the great thing also about it at the time, because we'd been listening to all this stuff that came through, they suddenly became very dirty, because a lot of the stuff they recorded at a high speed, like, and then slowed it down, so it went, think about it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And they also had a special way, which I don't have time to talk to you about, to record the bass. But if you listen to the bass, it has balls.
Well, let's see if they can bang a few on this one, and I'm looking forward to hearing it. Paperback Writer by the Beatles.
Paperback Writer.
Yeah, you made me listen to that bass, and tell me how it went again.
It goes... It's all about dynamics. It doesn't matter that it's one note, it's how he plays it.
Well, our time is virtually up, Michael Chun. First of all, I want to thank you so much for coming on my first show, Friends to the Ends. That wasn't really a competition, it was just a bit of love and banter around two great bands, and it's been wonderful sharing your insights and your love for the Beatles. A big wave out to Ruben as well, who... He has taken over the production of this show, which is awesome because I still got to learn how to use all the knobs and dials.
That'll be interesting.
I'm going to be a bit worried. I don't think I'll record that live. And a really special thank you for anyone that did take a little bit of time out on their Saturday evening to listen to two old buggers talking about music and having a bit of a laugh. Remembering you will be able to, if you did miss this, you'll be able to get the podcast. It's been streamed live. Planet FM, Radio 13, wow, we've got some great DJs going on, and they're on every Saturday, every different show, and we'll be playing all types of music. And of course, second week next month, I'll have my next guest. Not quite sure what the title's going to be, but watch out for it. Thank you again so much for listening to this, and have a great evening.
Good man.